Wisconsin is the most prolific producer of cranberries in the United States. In 2019, the USDA says the state's yield added up to almost 4.7 million barrels. But what does climate change mean for Wisconsin's official state fruit? Researchers are trying to find ways to adapt cranberry growth to changing temperatures. Amaya Atucha is an associate professor of horticulture with UW-Madison. She also serves as part of the UW Fruit Program as a fruit crop production specialist. She recently talked about her work with WPR host Lee Rayburn.
Amaya, let's begin with how important cranberries are to Wisconsin. How do cranberries contribute to Wisconsin's economy?
Well, cranberries are extremely important to Wisconsin. First of all, because cranberry is one of the very, very few fruit crops that are native to North America. And we have a lot of wild cranberries here in Wisconsin. So we have quite a bit of genetic diversity, which is basically, you know, finding like a mine gold in one sense, but also because Wisconsin is the top producer of cranberries in the world, and it contributes substantially to the economy of the state, whether it's through the fruit that it's, you know, sold, but also for job generation and also for agritourism. So many people come and want to see a cranberry marsh and want to look at the harvest. So it's not only important from an economic point of view for the state, but it also is an identity. It's our fruit crop for the state, is our native fruit crop in North America, one of the most important. And so, yeah, it's pretty important.
So then give me some idea of how climate change is affecting our cranberry crops.
Well, climate change is affecting all of our crops. But one of the things that I think that in general people don't realize is that cranberries, very similar to other fruit crops, is a perennial crop. So these are plants that can live for many, many, many years, 25, 50 years, you can have a productive bed of cranberries. That's the kind of like the production unit. So when you have a perennial plant that has to survive many winters and many growing seasons, the effect of climate change is substantial because it accumulates over time. So some of the things that we see with climate change are, for example, these very extreme weather conditions, whether it's during the growing season with heat or during the winter with cold. And so when we have those swings of temperatures, the plants really have to adjust and find mechanisms to survive, whether it's freezing conditions or really high temperatures. And how do they do that? How do they adapt? Not all plants have evolved in that climate change situation, so they might not necessarily have the capacity to adapt. And that's why that's when we start to see some yield losses and some other problems that kind of arise. So extreme weather temperatures, extreme precipitations, things that we see during the growing season, during the spring or during harvest time, these downpours of rain really affect the quality of the fruit. It also, you know, gets this microclimate around the vines and the fruit that increases a pathogen development. So that's another thing that we see. We see that with a little bit more of a warmer temperatures during the nights in the fall and the summer, that affects, for example, the development of color in the fruit. So that's another thing that we see with climate change. So there's many aspects of fruit production because this is a perennial crop that are affected due to climate change. When we think about climate change, many, many times we read in the news things about, you know, corn, soybean, or annual crops that they're only present during the growing season, during the spring, the summer, a little bit of the fall. But here, when we're talking about cranberries, this is a perennial plant that lives many, many years and has to also survive the winter. So changes in the winter due to climate change substantially affects the production of cranberries.
Amaya Atucha, our guest, she is an associate professor with the UW-Madison. And Amaya, as things stand, how sustainable will the growth of cranberry crops in Wisconsin be in the next, say, 10 years?
That's our job security as scientists. No? We're always trying to find solutions. How can we work this problem out? How can we find a solution? And so things that we do here at UW I want to say I want to recognize there are many other scientists at UW-Madison working on cranberry. We have a really, really good relationship, strong relationship with the cranberry industry. And we work together to strategize and figure out what are our research priorities. How can we figure out solutions for things like climate change? So one of the things that my lab in particular works on is cold. And it's the perfect place because of Wisconsin. And cranberries are perfect because they are a perennial crop. And so we look at understanding how the plant adjusts to cold. What changes is the plant using to be able to withstand, you know, these sub-zero temperatures that we sometimes have in January and February? And once we can discover what are the mechanisms that these plants are using, we can figure out ways of evaluating that. And that's where the diversity in genetic resources and wild plants comes into play. How can we find individuals that are more adapted to these changes in temperatures? Can we find individuals or genetic, differently genetic individuals that might have more cold resistance, for example? Or if we're looking at other things like heat during the growing season, some plants that might be more adapted to higher temperatures. And once we find those individuals and we're able to evaluate them, we can integrate these traits through breeding, through traditional breeding. And that's where UW and the team of scientists that we have in UW, we all work together. Some of us works on maybe identifying some of those mechanisms, what others work on, how can we incorporate it into new cranberry cultivars that we want to release that will be able to withstand these changes in climate in the next 25 years.
So what have we learned so far through this research, through the team of researchers, through the grant of the USDA? What are we finding about cranberries in Wisconsin through cold weather and how they can survive?
Well, we've found some of the work that my lab has done and some of my graduate students, especially a PhD student that just graduated, Camille Villota, he did a lot of work looking at the mechanisms in which specific structures that contains the flowers during the winter survived freezing temperatures in the winter so that they can have flowers the following year and we can have fruit. And so with that mechanism, once we found out what's happening there, how the plants are able to adapt, we now are looking into testing a big germplasm that we have, that this is a collaboration with our colleague, Dr. Juan Salapa, who is a USDA IRS scientist, but is also a professor in the Department of Horticulture at UW-Madison. So we work together at trying to evaluate some of the germplasma. We also have another researcher working in the team, is Dr. Josh Namura, also a USDA IRS scientist, but also a professor here in the Department of Horticulture. And we're looking at what are specifically some of these molecular, very, very specific mechanisms. Can we measure them? And then once we have identified that, can we, again, cross those individuals with some others that have, for example, better fruit quality or produce more fruit? And we can come up with this super cultivar of cranberries that are not only adapted to climate change, but also produces high yield of high quality. So that is sort of like how we build up a team of solving a problem. In this particular case, is to adapt cranberry cultivars to climate change in Wisconsin.
Amaya Tucha studies the physiology of fruit crops like apples, grapes, and cranberries as an associate professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's also a fruit crop production specialist in the UW Fruit Program. So where are we then, Amaya, in the process of solving this? Where are we in getting the farmers what they need for the best cranberry crop that Wisconsin can provide?
I wish I could tell you we're going to have a new cultivar right away, but research takes time. And so we are, I think that we're far from developing some of these. I mean, maybe, 5 years from that, but we are in the process of doing it. We already started. And as with every research project, there's always new questions that come up. The more you learn about it, the more questions come up. So there's always side research projects that are coming off of our original idea. So I would say, yes, we will not have a solution right away. This, if we had maybe the resources that other scientists have to develop things like the COVID-19 vaccine, maybe we could accelerate the process. But the truth is that we have, limited resources, and we are only, a small little group of researchers working in Wisconsin to try to solve this problem for a very specific industry, which is great. I mean, it's great that we are able to do that because other crops don't even have that possibility. But we're making slow but steady progress into trying to help our cranberry Wisconsin industry.
Well, I am curious now, Amaya, what would you still like to learn about the cranberry?
Oh, there's so many other things. As I was saying, it's true that we have problems during the winter with cold, and that's one that we're addressing, but we also see that we're having problems with heat. One of the problems that other researchers are looking into is how this heat might also affect the development of certain diseases. So working with the plant pathologists or even working with the fruit crop entomologists are looking how these high temperatures during the growing season might also probably affect some of the pests that we might have. That is a very interesting question, just to look at the entire system, not only from the perspective of the plants, but also what happens with the pathogens and also what happens with the insects and how that affects the overall yield.
Amaya Tucha, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was UW-Madison Associate Professor Amaya Atucha talking to WPR host Lee Rayburn. They looked at the effects of climate change and the growth of cranberries here in the state.